Carter County's Effective Drug-Free Coalition has received a $125,000 grant from the Office of National Drug Control Policy to continue its work for the next 5 years. Shelley Steiner is the grant coordinator for the coalition. Steiner says the initiative began after local school system officials noticed a drop in test scores in the 2005-2006 school year, and a plan was set to discover the cause.
What they did was they convened a task force of community members to get together and really dig down into why their test scores were so low. And they started coming up with, like, attendance, kids falling asleep at school, behavior problems. And then they started looking at why those things were so bad. And it came back to drug use, not just with the youth, but with the parents at home and what they were having to go through at home.
Beginning in 2006, the coalition started surveying students in the 6th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grades every 2 years about their possible drug use. Steiner says the results of those polls have improved greatly over the last couple of years.
So we have reduced our tobacco and prescription drug in youth, and we've done it in double digits, so it's been a dramatic decrease.
These improvements are the results of several tactics the organization and task force employ. Steiner says one of them is for the CCDFC to act as an anti-drug lobbying group to get important legislation passed.
It's a comprehensive approach because no one thing is a silver bullet or everybody would have it. What we try to do is not only individual strategies but environmental strategies. One of the things that we did was we were one of the first counties in the state who helped Carter County Fiscal Court to pass a pain clinic ordinance to have no Florida-style pain clinics. And then they used that ordinance throughout the state as an example.
Over the next 5 years, the Carter County Drug-Free Coalition objectives will focus more on the abuse of marijuana, alcohol, and prescription drugs, and will hopefully decrease the drug problem in the county while also helping the test scores in the Carter County School District to continue to rise. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Jordan Simonson.